Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. That is a Tuesday edition, and this is a Tuesday edition. It's the 4 o'clock hour here until 6 o'clock. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, with you until 6. If you're a snowplow driver out there, I would like to hear from you. Now, if you're plow guy, if you're Gary's plow guy, you need to call in, because I do want to hear from
I was going to go down, because he was out this morning.
I was plowing today. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. This dude's in hog heaven today. This will be
right.
Great.
And I got out this morning, right?
Don't tell me.
And I'm doing it, and then I'm out there, and I'm like about halfway done, and then I see it, and I go, you know, when I get done, I'm just going to go down there, because I beat him outside, and we're going to see if I can get him on today. Well, plow guy was done his driveway before I got done. I was halfway done. He got his car and left.
See, oh man! And tell me when
that's
you might
how good
not.
He is.
That is wild.
That's how good he is now.
That's quick.
Quick, and had already laid salt down and everything.
How much salt does that guy go through? How much salt do you go through?
Oh, I go through a lot.
Well, how big's
I
your
found
driveway?
Some last night, I don't know. It's average driveway.
Yeah, it's not that long.
It's not that long.
No. Average.
Do you have the
nothing?
Big ice chunks at the bottom that
just
like
got the ridge
codes through.
Yeah, I got the ridge at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you back out, boom, it drops down.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it just cakes all up right there.
I was out there when Sparky called me today, and you called me actually about a half hour before. I was doing the same thing. And so I've just got this one little pick, and I'm just slamming at this thing. And I'm kicking on it, and I'm picking at this ice. And you go for 34, 40 minutes. You're like, okay, I've chipped like 6 or 8 pieces off, so that was really fun.
Mm.
Just not a fun day. I'm going to tell you that right now. This from Todd Rosiak. Quickly, we're going to get to our topic here at 4 o'clock. To a man, Todd Rosiak down at Brewers spring training. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Brewers players are blown away by the improvements here at Maryvale. This is Jimmy Nelson's take on the incredible major clubhouse edition. This is definitely above the expectations. We've got 85 TVs in here.
Oh, my goodness.
You just want to bring a blow-up mattress and hang out. So I think, Gary, I think that's what we're going to do. I think we're just going to bring some blow-up mattresses. We'll let Tom save some money on the room, and we'll just go and sleep in the clubhouse. You think they'd have a problem with that?
No.
That's okay.
Not at all.
I think Mike Vizzell would be very fine with it. They'd love to have us here. It's the big show. We entertain those guys enough. 414-799-1250 is how you get in touch with us here on the phone lines, live at 1057fmthefan.com, Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen Inbox, and at... we have Plow Guy.
Are we sure?
Is this the Plow Guy, Anthony Mandela?
No, he's not the Plow Guy. He's a Plow Guy.
Yeah, well, he's in Tippecanoe. Let's get him on.
What?
Yeah.
To Tippecanoe.
Yeah, what's up, Matt?
And Matt. What's up,
Matt? What's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Nothing, man. I'm just plowing the city streets so all your emergency vehicles can safely travel to their destination.
Now the emergency vehicles in Tippecanoe, how many emergency vehicles do we have up there?
Oh, no, not I'm not plowing in that neighborhood. I'm plowing in a different neighborhood in Milwaukee, but that's where I'm from.
Okay.
Well, that's where you're from.
Oh, that's where he's from.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yep. All
right. Well, we appreciate you, man.
Well, how's it going out there?
Yeah, anybody giving you some grief?
Yeah.
I've had more smiles today than I have ever, so that's good.
Are you running out of salt? Do you need Gary to bring you an extra couple of bags?
No, I'm pretty good on that. I've got a giant 500-pound scoop, so I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So how do you bring snacks in there when you're driving around in a plow? Because I just wonder that, how long you're out there for.
I do have to bring snacks with me. I'm on a 10 to 10, 12-hour shift today, and then yesterday I was on a 15-hour shift. So, yeah, I bring plenty of snacks with me. I'm actually about to park my truck and go into a store and pick up some more.
Now, your Marlboro Reds, or what your Reds, or what are your Camels? What you got?
Copenhagen, yep. Wintergreen pouch.
I was going to say, he sounds more like a Wintergreen.
What'd you say, pouch?
Copenhagen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a pouch. You're not a long cut guy?
I prefer pouches, but I can go long cut.
That's understandable. Whenever you're on the go, it's just cleaner to go with the pouches, right?
Now, do you swallow that, or you got a cup, or are you spitting that out there? What you got?
Out the window or in a cup.
Out the window or the cup.
Yeah.
You got to have some precision to be able to shoot that out the window.
In the cup, now, do you have like a little napkin in the cup there, you know, a little paper or something? Or?
No, usually I'll break a can open, you know, after I'm drinking a soda, I'll open the can a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, yeah.
All right, well.
I do want to touch on the Chris Middleton topic.
Yeah. Let us hear it.
Yeah.
I don't think he should get a max deal.
Can I ask you a question?
He's a crucial key of the Bucks, but I don't think he's max deal worthy. I mean, granted, he is an all-star this year, but I mean, is every all-star a max deal, you know, player?
No, he's not.
I don't know that.
Nope.
Yeah, but
Matt, can I ask you a question though, real quick?
Of course.
Yeah. When were we talking about Chris Middleton? Were we talking about his deal?
Maybe it was the other show. I don't know. I listened to the Fan.
Yeah.
Throughout the day. So.
Oh, I thought you just heard us talking about like 5 minutes ago or something.
Oh no. I was the last, like, you know.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
It was in the promo too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I just talk to him real quick. So you think you heard it yesterday, so you think you can call today and just talk about yesterday's topic?
It was the most recent topic that I had an opinion on.
All right. Just wondering.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about right now other than snow plowing?
Well, we're talking about you, Matt.
Yeah.
We're talking about some Copenhagen Wintergreen.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
All right, Matt.
All right. Thanks,
man. All right. Be safe out there, man. All right.
Appreciate it, boys.
Yeah. Go grab some beef jerky. That'll be good. You need some protein.
Oh, you got to have some beef jerky.
Got to have some beef jerky.
Why are you plowing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We should have asked that. You did ask that, though. What's the food you got to have?
You got to have something.
Why are you snow plowing? Because these guys are going around from place to place to place to place. You got to have what? Is it a – because I know when J.O. come in here, he has like a case of – is it Diet Coke? What does he got? I don't know.
Yep. D.C. Comes in here with one of those either – it's either like a big, big salad.
Yeah.
From like Pick and Save.
Right.
One of those Leroy salads or like just like a sub that's as long as my forearm.
Right. So if you're plowing, is it a – Lay's? Is it Ruffles? I mean, is it? I don't know.
I think it's got to be probably something that you can grab and go, right? Just be picking at, just popping a couple in and going through.
I have no idea. Gardetto's, that would be easy enough to do. Pringles, you're in a can. That's awfully difficult to get out of a can while you're trying to.
Those Gardetto's are dangerous.
It needs
man.
To be something, a bag that you can just reach in and grab, right?
Yeah.
I would say Gardetto's.
Gardetto's. Yeah.
For me. That's a good call.
I like but see with the Gardetto's make me mad because I only like. Just one particular Gardetto, if that's a thing.
You like rye chips?
You like the rye chips. Yep.
You can just get those separately.
Can I just get the chip?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sell
separately.
So just the rye chips.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I can just get the chip.
Just the rye chips.
See, but then it throws off the whole feng shui. I agree with you. Those rye chips are the best part, but
no.
I need every little bit of it.
No, and then you can't drive and put your hand down in it. So I could get those chips and just put them in a cup. You got the cup out, you know?
Boom.
Grab and
go. Sparky, I know what you would do. Yeah, you'd have a couple of those sour little candies I eat.
Sour Skittles. Yeah.
Max on those things. I always just so jealous when I'm sitting over here. Because I.
That's so you trying to get some from me? Is that what you were?
No. It's more just me trying to tell myself that you shouldn't eat sugar. You should be better with yourself and eat an apple instead of, you know, anything else I wanted. Right. Monday Morning Quarterback had an article up a couple of days ago speaking to polling every single one of their writers. Now, that is the publication that Peter King writes for, formerly of SI, Sports Illustrated magazine. Monday Morning Quarterback saying that they polled all 10 of their writers and asked them, just point blank, next five Super Bowls, who do you believe is going to win? Six or eight of the 10 said that the Kansas City Chiefs would win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Six of those 10 said that the Kansas City Chiefs would win multiple Super Bowls. Five of the 10 staff writers said the New England Patriots would win. Five of the 10 staff writers said the Philadelphia Eagles would win a Super Bowl. The Chicago Bears were mentioned by a couple of different people. The New Orleans Saints were mentioned. The L.A. Rams were mentioned. So were the L.A. Chargers as well. And the Denver Broncos were also brought up. Not one writer mentioned the team that is quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers. The Green Bay Packers did not appear once out of all, if you count it up, would be 50 suggestions of the next Super Bowl winners. Not once. Do you agree with that? The Packers are not getting a ring in the next 5 years?
That's a good question. In the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years. The length of the rest of the life of Aaron Rodgers' contract.
Yeah, I think they'll be ready to go in the next 5 years. I think Brian Gutekunst is going to do a good job. I believe in him. How about that? I believe him. I think they can and will get it. Next year, no. I just don't see it next year. I think they're probably 2 years away from, like, playoffs. Now, they get playoffs next year. That will be incredible because you got to figure Chicago is not going anywhere.
Well, their quarterback needs to get better.
But well, yeah, we just – but we got to figure that that's not – you know, right?
For sure.
And Minnesota, are they falling apart?
Well, they're losing some guys in free agency, some key players. Anthony Barr.
I just don't think they're going away. I could be wrong about this, but – as long as you got Cook running the football, and they're actually going to run the football now this year
with
him.
You're a big Dalvin Cook guy.
You're going to control time of possession in the game, not as much emphasis on defense. Zimmer is one of the best schemers of defense, I think, in the National Football League. I think they're going to be competitive. Not 15-1, 14-2, no. But they'll be there with a chance to be in the playoffs at the end of the year.
Sparky, the possibility of a team getting a Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
I think it's
in Green Bay.
I think it's a good possibility. They get a good couple rings in the next couple, in the next 5 years.
Oh, so you're building them closer to the Kansas City Chiefs situation where they're going to win multiple.
Or could. Like I've been saying, I just think Rodgers is going to be super motivated and bound and determined to prove everybody wrong that he's on the decline of his career, that he can't play much longer, that he was the reason why they weren't winning as much as they should in Green Bay, and that McCarthy was used as a scapegoat because he couldn't coach Rodgers. All that stuff. I'm telling you, I think Rodgers thinks like Michael Jordan and Kobe and some of these other guys. He uses all of this as fuel to motivate him to get to another level. And I think he's going to get to another level starting this year. And I'm sorry, if he's at an MVP level, they will have a chance to go to the Super Bowl next year. They will. He will will it to happen next year and over the next couple of years. And the difference is that before when this happened, he didn't have a general manager giving him all the tools. Now he's got a general manager and president and Mark Murphy that are going to give him everything they can possibly give him to give him a chance to win at the highest level. This front office is going to give him what he needs. Now it's up to him to take advantage of it and to get on the same page as his coaching staff, which I think he will. I just think he's going to have a huge year, and I think they'll have a chance at the Super Bowl. Next 5 years is the question. I think they could win two.
Monday morning.
Wait. Oh, whoa. Slow it down. Did you read that?
Yeah, he said two.
Two what?
Super Bowls.
Super Bowls in the next 5 years.
See, this is how Steve sets himself up. See, he throws stuff out there. Then he has to, if it doesn't happen, he has to get mad and be all upset at the Packer organization because they didn't do what he said they were going to do.
No, I'm not going to be mad. This is a hypothetical question. You love these questions. Right? What do you think is going to happen in the next 5 years?
What's the question?
We could be wrong.
Will the Packers get a ring in the next 5 years?
No. Well, maybe one.
Maybe one.
They'll be in position to get one. How about that?
Okay, so you're
I keep telling you, folks don't know how hard this is.
Right.
They think this. They think it's just supposed to happen.
Well, because it's easy to do in Madden.
Right. They think it's easy to happen. And for the life of me, and I don't know if it's going to happen, but for the life of me, I do not want the Rams to go back to the Super Bowl. Then Steve will finally buy in.
But what if they go back and win it?
I know, then you won't.
And they will do it with a completely different cast of characters because they got a lot of dudes hitting free agents.
It's going to change. Well, no, they can get all those guys back, though. And I think all those guys will be willing to come back to try to do it again.
No doubt.
I think they will. Yeah. I think, and this time, I think some of these guys will be willing to take a pay cut to come back. And Dominican Sue, I think that was a 1-year deal, right? Now they traded for the cornerback over there, right? So no, I think these guys have come back intact because they knew how close they were for one more year, no doubt about it.
Well, you can be a winner all the time at Young Express. 28 years in business. And going strong. With the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially local drivers. Looking for full-time people, full-time independent contractors. It means you go from point A to point B. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off. It really is that simple. And you are reliant on the dispatch team, right? They have a 24/7 dispatch team, extremely dedicated, take it very personal to keep drivers moving. Why is that important? Simple. Because if you're driving and they don't tell you where to go to next, you're not making any money. You're making money when you have freight in your vehicle and you're dropping it off at the next place. Right now, they're looking for people with cargo vans, sprinter vans, and tractor trailers. Local drivers. You don't have to do these crazy 15-hour drives to drop stuff off. You're going to stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee, get to sleep in your own bed every night, which means you get to see your family each and every night. Doesn't get much better than that. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show talks to Eric Name coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Name joins the show in about 20 minutes from right now. No, 15 minutes from right now. I'm not great at math. That's why they tell you not to do it on the radio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, myself, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela on the other side, not getting Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in any trouble today.
So far.
Well, so far.
That's a good way to put it. Happened at the end of the show yesterday. Just try to get to six.
So the new American Family Fields of Phoenix down in Maryvale, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. They brand out American Family Fields of Phoenix. Now, how funny is that? First off, they don't want to tell us about what the situation is when originally when you change to American Family as the naming rights of Miller Park. That will go into effect in 2020, correct? And it was some big secret until finally Tom Hardcourt of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel comes out with a story telling everybody it wasn't necessarily the Brewers that picked it. It was the fact that Miller Coors didn't really want to pony up again. So now you then tack on the fact that American Family is now the official naming rights sponsor of American Family Fields of Phoenix.
It starts in 2021, the Miller Park deal. So there's two more years before it switches over.
Can we just stop with the secrecy? Just tell us right away. Just say, hey,
what do you mean?
Guys, this is why we did it.
He's upset because they didn't announce or tell everybody at the original presser.
Calmed everything down and just said it.
At the original presser, why didn't you tell everybody that they're also the naming rights of the spring training complex? Why did you decide to do it this way?
Along with the fact of starting up the whole tension of why everyone was mad about it not being Miller Park. I was up in arms. I was pissed. And until you could have just told us that Miller didn't want it, man.
Right.
They didn't want to pay. So we had to go find somebody else. Thank goodness we found some people like American Family who are now also going to build, a new headquarters down in Milwaukee. They're hoping to do it downtown somewhere near the Arena District. Cool. Just let us know.
You just wanted to know?
I just wanted to know.
Billy was pretty bent out of shape about that whole deal, if you remember,
ticked.
Gary.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was upset about the naming rights.
Right. But he was upset because he thought they dogged Miller and they should have kept Miller if it was closer to same.
Dog Miller.
But at the
I
end,
I knew that. I told him that.
But at the end of the day,
yeah, you know, I don't listen to you,
right? But at the end of the day, Miller obviously just didn't have what it took to get back in on it,
right? Because obviously, if Miller wanted to be there, they've got the money to do it if they wanted to.
Sure,
you can't fault the Brewers for
not at all.
I don't know how you can do that.
The one thing that I enjoy in this whole deal is they've clearly decided they are not having Maryvale in any way associated with this team. Yes, that's where it is, but it's no longer Maryvale Baseball Park. It's not American Family Insurance Fields of Maryvale. Mm-mm. It's we're going to go with Phoenix and eliminate this crappy town that we play in altogether out of the name of where we play. So that is a great deal. And if you've seen the video that the Brewers put out on Twitter earlier today, it is amazing. The clubhouse is gigantic. The weight room is gigantic. The concourses are wider than they were before. They got a nice, big, actual video board up in left field now that they never had before. Actual watching of the game is pretty much the identical thing as it was before. Nothing else really much changed with the field or whatever. But all the other fields changed as far as where they work out and where they do their stuff in the morning and stuff like that. It's just I can't wait because Gary and Billy are going down there from the Big Show. We'll be broadcasting down there in March for a week. And I can't wait to get their thoughts on it, because obviously they've both been going down there when it was old Maryvale, like I was, and just hear their reactions to this whole deal, because it looks phenomenal. Like, just they knocked it out of the park and then some. The Brewers always seemingly do it the right way and to the top-notch way of doing things. They redid the concession stands at Miller Park. You're like, concession stands, how much different could it possibly be? Totally different than what it was before, and it looks way cooler than it did before, and just a way better product than it was way before. I give a lot of credit to Rick Schlesinger all the time, but this is another one of those situations here where they just did it the right way again. And they spent a lot of money, their own money, $60 million of their own money, to get this bad boy done, and now you start talking about spring training tickets. And before, when I used to go down there, man, half that facility maybe was full of people. There were days a quarter of that facility was full of people. And now you fast forward, and similar to the Bucks regular season games, you're going to have a hard time getting spring training tickets to see the Brewers play, I think, for the next couple of years, as long as they're competing for a World Series. Because you're going to have more and more of these people that are leaving this crappy weather we have today, getting out of the snow to go down there where it's 75, 80 degrees, 85 degrees in March or whatever, enjoying some sun and getting to watch some baseball, and can't wait for a Brewers season to start.
One of my favorite moments from spring training last year, like you said, how empty it kind of was. We went to the Angels Stadium, one of the first days we were there, because your boy Ohtani was pitching.
Correct.
We wanted to see Ohtani, so we were there just hanging out, had a couple of nachos, had a couple of Modelos, and we were hanging out, had a nice time. And all of a sudden, we go and we're in the middle of the work week, and they're at Maryvale, and Gary, there had to have been 2,500, 3,000 people there at that Tempe Stadium when we went and watched the Angels at their home place.
Yep.
There couldn't have been more than 250 people there at Maryvale when Ohtani was starting.
Right.
And I was standing there 7 feet away from him, watching him warm up, watching him go through all his stretches, watching see what this guy does before a game. And you really don't get to see a starting pitcher, if you go to a big league game, do their regular pregame warm-up unless you're there 3 hours before the game.
I've always said it. If you're a baseball fan, it's a bucket list thing, or it should be for you to get there. And I know it's not a cheap date because they jack the prices up on all the hotels and all the resorts in Arizona every year for spring training. So you're doling out $200-$300 to stay in a place that should probably only cost $75. And that's how it's going to be. Renting a house is always a good way. I always suggest that. But even in those rates are going to get jacked way up because they know everybody and their mama is coming. So, you know, might take a little while to save up the money to do it. But I'm telling you, especially if you have kids, man, not only do you get the access to watching them play, but you get access, if you get there early in the morning, most of these clubs, depending on where you are, like the Brewers, you can walk around and watch these guys warm up and stretch and do all that stuff in the morning. And sometimes these guys turn around and talk to the fans. If they're waiting to hit next or whatever the case may be, they'll sign autographs when they're walking from one station to another. It's just a completely different atmosphere at spring training than it is at any other time during the regular season. And then on top of all of that, the odds of running into these guys out and about in the different cities where these guys play goes up exponentially. They're not going anywhere else, and there's not as many places to go in, say, Tempe or Scottsdale or Mesa or whatever else. You'll see ball players all over the place having dinner or whatever it may be as far as getting autographs for your kids and stuff. I don't know. I just think it is a top-notch experience, and you have kids that are into baseball, or if you love baseball and you've never done it, do it at some point. Save up the money and go. It's really expensive, but it's worth it.
Do we have a? Do you know, Gary? Do we have a pool this year at the house?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we have a pool.
Oh, you guys are going to be in some trouble because I am going to be sunbathing all week long. Yeah. I cannot.
Yeah, we
wait.
Got a pool. We got a bathtub.
Oh, wait. So. All right.
That was a great one.
Yeah, it was good. Right. That was good. I was all excited. Let's talk about Lockers Flowers.
Man. Oh, buddy, that was amazing. Also amazing is Lockers Flowers. Look, at the end of the day, everybody's got to make their decision on what they're going to do for Valentine's Day. That really is it. Now, if you're baby Tausch, you know, it's a little bit different than if you're Gary or me or somebody like that as far as what you're going to do for Valentine's Day. And no matter what it is that you're doing for Valentine's Day, Lockers Flowers has that arrangement perfect for what you're looking for. Valentine's Day is Thursday. When it comes to flowers for your special person, it's Lockers Florist. Not some out-of-town online marketer. Lockers is locally owned and, get this, been doing it since 1911. They've been creating joy in people's hearts with beautiful floral arrangements. Don't be that last-minute desperate guy trying to figure it all out on Thursday. Visit LockersFlowers.com now and find the right Valentine's arrangement to light your eyes up, like their Hearts Aflame Ultimate Package. Listen to what's in this. 2 dozen beautiful fresh roses, cuddly teddy bear, heart-shaped box of chocolates, happy Valentine's balloon, and an I love you balloon. For the budget-minded Lockers, also has options like their Ruby Romance or Starstruck arrangements, or let the floral design specialists, and they truly are specialized, customize a bouquet that says, I'll love you forever. Visit LockersFlowers.com for details or call them today at 276-7673. 276-7673 to ensure timely delivery or pickup, or you can have it delivered early to her office. She'll be the envy of her coworkers who want to know where those beautiful dozen roses came from. Call right now. It's Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's Valentine's Day. You aren't going to be able to get much of anything if you wait till Thursday morning. I promise you. Lockers Florist is where you're going to call right now. 276-7673 or visit them at lockersflorist.com.
Let's try this again. We'll hear from Eric Name from The Athletic after Anthony Mandela in a quick timeout. This is the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer sitting alongside Anthony Mandela. On the other side, bringing you your latest in the world of sports right now, we head for the latest on the Milwaukee Bucks, the man that writes about them on The Athletic and joins us every Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show. That's Eric Name on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, appreciate it, man.
So sorry I'm late, fellas.
No, don't worry about it. We'll wait on you just about any day inside of an hour. Then we'll start calling it out. A win last night in Chicago against a bad team, but still just finding new ways to win. And last night they have to throw Giannis back in there. Mike Budenholzer is really being patient with his minutes, it seems.
Yeah, he's going to do whatever he can to keep that minute load for Giannis down. Obviously, he's giving him days off and. The days of playing Giannis 40-plus are long gone. I mean, last night he plays 35, and that felt like a lot, right? Like, that felt like, oh, wow, they're bringing him back in to close this one out. And, I mean, 35, that would have been a nice night of rest for Giannis last year. Like, Jason had him up near 40 most nights, and he was one of the league leaders in minutes, and Bud's done all that he can to keep those minutes down, and it's worked out thus far. Obviously, there's been some ugly games when the nights where he's been out, but, you know, they keep plugging along, keep winning, and, you know, I guess if you need 35 minutes out of Giannis to secure a win in Chicago, I guess you're going to take it.
All right, so Brian Windhorst, I believe it was yesterday morning, said everybody's not talking about the Bucks having a max slot available to give to a potential free agent on the market this summer. And obviously, the thought is, obviously, if they were to do that, that would say toodles to Chris Middleton at that point. If you're the Bucks, what are you doing?
Wow. Well, first, you'd have to say toodles to Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe.
Fine.
So you say bye to both of them.
Right.
But to get that space. And yep. Then, I mean, I think this conversation keeps happening. And
I love
We don't have any more information, right? Like,
but this is the thing. If because for me, it's a little bit different because now we're saying, okay, now maybe you can get a seat with Kevin Durant. Now maybe you can get a seat with Kyrie or whoever the case may be. Now, before this, I didn't think that was even a legit possibility. And as was pointed out by Windhorse, the Bucks should have every free agent ability to have every free agent come and sit down and at least talk with them because they have Giannis, because of how well they're doing this year. They should at least be able to get a seat at the table. And if I'm the Bucks, I think I have to explore that.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously in the NBA, tampering isn't, you know, the Bucks they get fined for it, but there's a whole lot more tampering that goes on
for sure
than what gets people fined or what people end up talking about. So I think if you're the Bucks, you start putting out your feelers and you start talking to people and agents and. You start to figure out whether or not your actual players now, and then once you see how this run goes, that's when you go about making your decisions. Because you know what I was saying before about you know we haven't really gotten any new information. Like I mean, to me, the information that sets all this off is how far you go in the playoffs.
Correct.
Like I think if it's a first round exit, well, yeah, of course you can't have the best record in the league and then. Blow it all in the playoffs, yeah, you're going to blow the team up. And if you get knocked out in the Eastern semifinals, I think you probably, I don't want to say you're for sure doing the same thing, but you're at least thinking about it. Those top four teams in the East are good, but, you know, if you have the best record in the league, you should go to the Eastern Conference Finals. So you get knocked out in the Eastern Conference semis, I think you talk about it again. Now, if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals and you go six or seven games and are a step away from the NBA Finals, then it's like, you know, maybe this team is good enough. Maybe
or what if you go to the Eastern?
That question.
What if you go to the Eastern Conference Finals and get swept?
Then all of a sudden, I think you're probably saying we aren't good enough.
Okay.
So to me, I think that's kind of where all these questions lie. Because if you do have a really good run, you do end up having a good showing in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you look at all of those other teams in the Eastern Conference, there's a chance that they're blown it up in some ways. Like, if the Philadelphia 76ers push all the way in and then don't get to the NBA Finals, I mean, they got to ask some serious questions about what that team is. So then maybe they're a little bit less stable than you think they are. You go to the Boston Celtics, they push everything in, they don't go as far as they need to, they're going to be a little bit less stable. So there's a world where the Bucks would be the most stable out of all of those. You have a good showing, there's no reason to think you couldn't make the finals the next year, and I think you bring everyone back, but you know, if you don't get to that point, it's kind of always been saying all along, like, if you don't get to that point, of course, you gotta explore these options. Like, you got to be thinking about these things. I think the only way you're dead set on this is our team, this is who we are, is if you go to the NBA Finals. If you go to the NBA Finals, then I don't think you really have a ton of thought to, oh man, we're just not good enough. Like we need to find a way to get someone that's better than us because, well, you were in the NBA Finals. And I think to me that's going to end up being kind of the common denominator on all of this is how far does this team get? If you don't get far enough, well then yeah, like you go out and you explore all this stuff. But if you do get that far, then us asking every day, is Chris Middleton good enough? Is Malcolm Brogdon good enough? Is Eric Bledsoe good enough? They answered it. They are good enough. So to me, that's really what all this comes down to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We had a question early on the docket here. Which team do you fear the most out of Boston, Philadelphia, and Toronto?
Wow. I think it's probably, man, fear such
there's
a
no
weird,
wrong answer here.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I just wish I had a crystal ball because I don't know if the Celtics get it together. Like, I think if the Celtics
isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? There, that's weird.
Yeah, no, they just cannot figure it. They can't figure it out. The Celtics just have chemistry problems, and I mean, this is kind of what NBA team building is all about. Like, you gotta obviously assemble talent, but you also have to have a ability to assemble talent and have them work out together, and they haven't found that in Boston. So, like, Boston and Philadelphia are both the teams that, you know, I think fear, if I'm using the word fear, it's probably like, okay, yeah, those would be the teams that you fear, because in that fear-dom, you're thinking that they get it together.
The thing of it is, we know Boston don't have it together. Right now, you don't know whether Philadelphia does or doesn't have it together.
Correct. So that's why I lean Raptors. Like, if you want me to say the team I'm most certain I will fear at that time, it's the Toronto Raptors. Like, they know what they're doing. They have it together. They trust each other. They have a team that can play defense, which is always going to be important in the playoffs. And then they added Marc Gasol to Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry. Like, I think there's enough there that you look at that Raptors team. I'm most confident that I will fear the Raptors at that time. But those other two are just kind of teams lying in wait that if they ever figure it out, mm-hmm. then all of a sudden they're going to be a terror.
Talking about the first place Bucks, as we do every week with our guy Eric Name of The Athletic here on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, what does Eric Bledsoe have to do in this stretch run to earn himself some conversation of a long-term deal here in Milwaukee?
The playoffs. That's it. That's it. I've talked to the whole team about this in the last couple of weeks, but, you know, to me, I don't want to say they're bored with the regular season or anything, but they all know that there's nothing left for them to prove in the regular season. Like, there isn't going to be a big regular season game where everyone's going to be like, yep, Bucks are the favorite. Bucks are going to the finals. Like it doesn't matter. Like, they play the Celtics one more time, and maybe they win that game, maybe they lose that game. But if they win that game, no one's going to say, yep, those are the champions. They have the Sixers one more time. No one's going to say, if they win that game, yep, they're going to be the Eastern Conference champions. Everyone's going to say, okay, proven the playoffs. So for all these guys, like, Bledsoe's been fantastic this year. But Bledsoe was fantastic in the final 2 months of last year. And then Terry Rozier got in his head, and he played a terrible series. And he was a large part of the reason why they lost to the Boston Celtics last year. So for all those guys, and, you know, I think it's the same thing with Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton was fantastic in the playoffs last year. No, it'd be totally impossible to argue that he played anything but fantastic in the playoffs last year, but people want to see you do it again. Like, you can do anything for one series. John Henson was great for one playoff series and then got paid off of that. So, like, if you're Chris Middleton, if you're Eric Bledsoe, I do think, to some extent, the only thing left to do is play great in the playoffs and make a deep run, because anything you do in the regular season, everyone's just going to hang that series for Bledsoe over his head for the rest of the year.
Eric, I got one personal question for you here. As you've now been traveling around the NBA, covering the Bucks for The Athletic, making that Athletic money, what has been your favorite stop on the tour of the NBA stadiums as a man covering the team?
I'm happy you made the qualifier of stadium, because that's the big difference, whether it's a stadium or a city. Some cities are great. Like, obviously, New York is a whole lot of fun. Portland is a great city. But the best seat I have had, and again, media starts with me, so it's all about me and where I sit. The best seat that I had was Oklahoma City, third row, midcourt, right behind Marcus and Jim. That was the absolute best arena outing I've had this entire year, because I have the best seat. I get to be right by the floor. I actually get to hear the players. Because most of the time now, like, we're not in that close of an area.
Man,
so.
Stop. Just stop talking for a second. Listen to me. No, man. He wasn't asking you about where your best seat was. Like, the arena experience, if a fan was...
Oh, no. I didn't want to hear where you're sitting at.
I don't. If a fan was going to one of these arenas, which one would you say to go to? Like, I love Madison Square Garden.
Do you care about food? Or would you care about, like, atmosphere? Like,
atmosphere and food, both. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
See, I love Madison Square Garden. For me, is it that's my baby. But I don't know what yours is.
Yeah, so I mean, walking in MSG, it's a totally different experience.
Yes,
like, even though the Knicks suck, like, you walk in and you're like, whoa, like,
marble everywhere.
I just walked into Madison Square Garden. This is incredible. Yep. So I think atmosphere wise, that goes near the top. And then, you know, I thought I loved going to Portland. The food on the concourse is all excellent. Craft beer is great in Portland.
Nice.
And then, like, that's a place that fits, I think the Rose Garden or Moda Center, whatever they call it now, fits, like, 19-5 somewhere in there. So it's loud, and because that's one of the only professional sports they have in Portland, like, everyone is invested and cares and wants to be there. So those are two that really stick out to me from this point this season.
Eric, appreciate it, man, and we'll have some more hard-hitting basketball questions and where to find the best burger across the NBA next week.
Oh, wow, I'll just think through that one. All right, sounds good.
Appreciate it. That's Eric Name of The Athletic joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As he does every Tuesday, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common-sense lending to those in your community since 1935. Sparky, get home safe.
Yeah, it's all good, bud. Have fun with Pick a Lane.
Wendy's Big Show with Pick a Lane comes up after a timeout and conversation about Kyler Murray. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer, running back here as well on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, 414-799-1250 is the phone number. And live at 1057FMTheFan.com is the Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. Gary,
yes, sir.
Earlier on today, or yesterday I should say, Kyler Murray announced that he is going to dedicate himself to football. He's going to go full-time into football, trying to make himself a first-round pick in the NFL draft. He then hired himself an agent who happens to be the same agent of one head coach in the NFL. That head coach's team also happens to have the number one overall pick. In the Arizona Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury.
Right.
Are you buying there's any chance that Kyler Murray goes one to the Arizona Cardinals?
Yes. Because Cliff Kingsbury has already come out and said it. I mean, he said before he actually had the job, right?
Right, when he was the coach of Texas Tech.
He had an interview with Texas Tech and he talked about that. And then, so now he's got, I think it's a huge mistake. I think when you look at, I like Rosen, and to me, I don't know, and maybe I'm a change is tough. This guy, 5'8", I don't know what you do. Maybe he's the exception to the rule. I don't know. But I'm not taking a chance on that. You know me, Billy. Give me the guy that's 6'3", 6'4", 250, runs a 4'4". All day.
Mm-hmm.
Over the guy that's 5'8", that runs the 4'4". 5'8", 190, run a 4'4". I want to give me the bigger, faster, stronger guy every single time, and I'll figure it out after that.
Because you're going to take a beating, and we've seen these dudes take that beating.
Yes.
We've also seen a dude that you described. You described the 6'5 guy that was 265 that runs like a deer.
Yes. Cam Newton.
And he might have to sit out all year long because he's too hurt.
Where's Cam Newton?
Yeah.
The quarterback. He's right. That guy.
Yep.
That's
he might
Cam
sit out
Newton.
The entire year this year with a shoulder injury.
Yeah,
you don't
Cam
know.
Newton. But give me that guy. I mean, that guy's going to last longer. I mean, I don't know. I just sometimes these guys want to be the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
And sometimes it's just right in front of your face and you just do that. This game to me is not really rocket science. It's about
really
the bros and the Joes.
And it always will
and
be.
And you got to get the better the bros and Joes you got on the team, that's how good you're going to be.
Now, one dude that is a pro, a consummate professional, one of the greatest of all time, Larry Fitzgerald, is in that building. Does he take it upon himself to say that to the ownership?
No. No.
15-year pro?
No, he just rolls with it.
Now, just because of who he is?
One part because that's who he is, but he just rolls. I mean, Larry's not that guy. He's got some records that he's got to get. I don't think Rosen was a rookie last year and he had to deal with that. Now,
sure.
Kyler Murray comes in. Listen, they're going to trade one of those guys anyway. So it could be Rosen, it could be Kyler Murray. If they take Kyler Murray, they could be using him as a trade piece. I've heard that already, too.
That's true. I never even thought about it way.
They could use him in a package to do something else. That's what I've heard. So it's not outside the realm of the. of what's going on out here in the world, that they don't keep Kyler Murray, that they package him and trade him to somewhere else, man, and try to get more picks.
I love chaos, and that would just breed chaos if they pick Kyler Murray at one, and you got two quarterbacks that were both picked in the top 10.
And they're going to trade one. They're going to trade one of them.
Back years. Unbelievable. There's going to be some conversations and some decisions to be made there out in Arizona as they got the number one pick. They'll take that pick in about 62 days.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.